Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolfe, broadcasting live from New Jersey, from the living room of a very nice family whose dogs I was just working with. And today we are going to be talking about how people should be dealing with their dogs when they're introducing their dogs to a new dog. Now, this has a lot to do with not only your own dog, but making sure that you are going to be able to provide for and to protect your dog from other dogs. Now, if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you heard when I was talking about how I had Wispity Bunny Dog, who I was using with a very dog aggressive dog up in New York State. And Wispity Bunny Dog I protected when the dog broke off of its leash and literally tried to attack her. This was a 97-pound German Shepherd. But he was just trying to protect his family. He was trying to protect his owner who was on the leash. Well, I had to not only take care of that dog to make sure that that dog wasn't going to understand that he was in charge and that he was providing and protecting. I also had to provide and protect for Wispity Bunny Dog so that she wasn't going to be hurt. Well, today we had a very similar situation with a dog who was actually believed to be dog aggressive, and he did in fact bite a dog. However, this dog didn't really want to do this job. This dog, very sweet, and he was just really looking to do what he thought he was supposed to do. Well, we talk about being the head goose or the leader in a pack of dogs or a pack of humans. One of the most important things to do is to make sure that when you are out with your dog, that you are doing the job of providing and protecting. So what do you do when there's a danger? When a dog comes towards your dog, and let's say you don't have an aggressive dog. Let's say you've got the best dog in the world. Of course, you wouldn't be calling us, but you have the best dog in the world. And another dog comes over, and you think that dog might hurt your dog. Well, the first thing is, if you had a 2 or 3 year old child, you would definitely want to make sure that the 2 or 3 year old child was going to be protected. So if a wild, crazy dog came out running at your little child, wouldn't you put the child behind you? And wouldn't you step in front of the danger so that you would then be able to not only provide for your child, but to protect your child? Well, how could you protect your child if you allowed your child or pushed your child in front of you? You can't. So that's the whole issue. We have to make sure that we teach our dogs that we're doing the job of providing and protecting. If we don't protect them, they're going to think they need to protect us. And if they need to protect us, then we aren't doing a good job as a leader, are we? So what do you do when you're walking down the street and you've got the best dog in the world and you see another dog coming towards you? Well, if the dog looks to be friendly, then you can certainly allow them to sniff. But remember, we don't really want for dogs to be sniffing nose to nose when they introduce to each other. Otherwise, what can happen is if a dog is fearful or if there's even a loud noise or if one of the dogs kind of has a change in energy or is fearful or dominant, that's where dog fights start. It's very hard to have a dog fight when one dog is facing away. It's very easy to have a dog fight when two people or two dogs are facing each other. Well, what are some of the symptoms of a dog who perhaps is fearful? A dog who's fearful can also be aggressive. But a dog who's fearful probably doesn't want to do that job. The fearful dog probably would prefer if somebody else would do that job of providing and protecting. I mean, heck, if somebody out there wants to pay my mortgage and my bills and give us money for Merlin's kids and help us out with our things, and I didn't have to go out and deal with a 150-pound dog that comes from the middle of Central Asia that wants to kill me, not just bite me, well, I would much prefer to be on the couch or on my bed with Wyatt and Whispity Bunny Dog and Bubble and Kayla and all my dogs, and not to forget Savannah Banana. I would much rather be doing something with my dogs, but I love doing what I do. So that's why I'm here. But think about how comfortable would it make you if all of a sudden you found out right now that you hit the lottery. You had no more money issues. You didn't have to worry about anything. You were set for life. You had people who were going to take care of you and make sure you were safe. How could you be afraid? You wouldn't be afraid. You wouldn't be afraid of anything because you wouldn't have any worries. Well, now put that into dog terms. If the dog feels that he's got to do that job, and you need to ask your dog how much your mortgage is, how much your car insurance is, because he pays it, and how much your new TV cost, and how much your doctor bills were, and how much your groceries were every single week, that would mean that he was responsible for that, and he was doing the providing for you. It stinks to be the leader. It's very stressful. And most dogs and most people don't want to be the leader. Heck, I don't want to be the leader, and that's what I do for a living. But the key is to understand that if your dog knows what you're supposed to be doing, if your dog knows how much your mortgage is, if your dog knows how much your car payment is, how much your insurance is, how much your groceries are, your dog is the leader. We don't need your dog to know all those things. We just need your dog to be a dog. So we're going to talk a lot today about how we do introduce new dogs to each other the proper way, because this is one of the most common questions that I get. And as a matter of fact, this is the fifth or sixth dog this week who has been kind of dog aggressive, but not really dog aggressive. And generally people will say, well, how do I know if my dog is really dog aggressive or not? Because I'm afraid to let my dog go up to a new dog. Well, if you let your dog go up to another dog nose to nose, how are you protecting him? Because the dogs are between the people. So the way you introduce dogs, which is going to take more than just a minute and a half that we have left in this segment, I'm going to go into in the next segment. But think like a dog for a few minutes now. If I wanted to go into a cave and I was the leader of a scout troop, and little red-haired Johnny, who's 5 years old or 6 years old, and he's really afraid of stuff, and I tell little red-haired Johnny, we are all afraid. We are bigger and stronger than you, but we are all afraid that there could be a bear or bats or some scary wild animals in that cave. Little red-haired Johnny, would you go in for us here? And you push this little red-haired little boy into the cave. Just imagine what he would be going through. He would be terrified out of his mind. What you should do if you're a man or a woman, and you're the provider and protector, you should be going into that cave first with a flashlight, with a good exit strategy, and saying, little red-haired Johnny, you stay here, because I'm going to make sure that it's safe for us. But why would we let the child go in front of the bear who was potentially going to hurt him? You wouldn't do that. So what we're going to talk about for this whole show is, how do you give a dog confidence and introduce two dogs and just introduce a dog into an unfamiliar area? Please hang on and stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. So we are continuing on with my amazing engineer, who's just the best guy in the world. And we are going to discuss introducing new dogs and also making sure that you set your dog up for success, not for failure, as we at United Canine Professionals always say. And oh, by the way, we've had a lot of people very interested lately asking about our programs to train dogs. People who want to help us to help more dogs. Well, if you want to do that and if you want to learn the really cool details and very, very big stuff, you can contact us at unitedk9professionals.com. And you can check out the Join Our Team or Contact Us pages. We will be happy to talk to you. And if you have a dog anywhere in 37 states of the United States of America, or Bulgaria, we have people who can help you. So contact us at 1-855, the number 4-K-9-PROS, like United Canine Professionals. 1-855-4, the number 4-K-9-PROS, P-R-O-S. So continuing on, two dogs who are introducing like ships passing in the night. And the two dogs, we don't know if they like each other. We don't know if they hate each other. But guess what? We're not out there walking our dogs. What we're really out there doing is walking because we are looking for something. There's a great sale on golf balls. There's a sale on blue golf balls, and we want to buy blue golf balls today. Or there's a great sale on Fendi bags. Now I've got you ladies listening. Well, that's what you're out there to do. You're not out there to go walk your dog. Those of you who have horses will understand what I'm going to say in a moment. But think about this in dog respect. If you are sitting on something, you can fall off of it, right? If you're sitting on a horse, you're sitting on a chair, you're sitting on the edge of a bed, you can fall off because you're sitting on it. But guess what? If it is under you, you cannot fall off of it. If you are sitting on a horse, you can fall off the horse. If the horse is under you, you cannot fall off of it because it is under you. You are the main focus. Same thing. If you are walking your dog and you're taking your dog for a walk, then you are with him. You're not with your dog. Your dog's with you, silly. Because he wasn't going to go out there and drag you on the leash by your arm or by your neck. So when you're out there walking, remember, what are you doing? Are you out there to collect butterflies? Well, maybe. What are you out there to do? You're out there to hunt. The reason you were out on this walk, where you're going to be introduced to a new dog, is not to meet new dogs, but to go hunt. Because in the wild, how would you have gotten your food? Well, obviously, like I joke, Denny's doesn't open the breakfast buffet for all the little forest animals every morning and night. The little forest animals and dogs and lions and anything that eats meat, carnivores, must go out and hunt. Well, if you're going out to walk your dog to pee and poop, and that's why your dog is out there, then how are you going to be hunting? You know, it never ceases to amaze me when we hear people and they say, oh, I'm not sure what to do if I see another dog. Well, what were you going to do if you didn't see the other dog? Were you going to walk down the street? Were you specifically waiting for a dog? Or were you out for the Fendi sale? Were you out for the blue golf ball sale? You were out there for a reason. How about if you were in a movie theater and the kids behind you started talking on their cell phone? Would you turn around and tell them to shut up and then stare at them for the rest of the two-hour movie? I don't think so. You probably would have instead turned around, said shh loudly, and I'm sure that echoed out throughout the entire United States and Bulgaria. You would shush them, you would turn back and watch your movie. You were at the movies to watch a movie, not to worry about disciplining somebody's rude child. The same thing when you're out for your walk. Don't worry about what if your dog sees another dog. You were out for a walk. You were hunting for antelope. You were looking for blue golf balls. You were out shopping for a new purse. You were out doing something. So if you see something and it doesn't look like food or danger, which to me, another dog doesn't look like food, and to me, it doesn't look like danger because I'm doing the providing and protecting, I'm not worried about introducing my dog to another dog. I'm out there to do a job. Now, while I'm doing my job, there happens to be a dog. Does that dog look like food or danger? Well, it doesn't look like food. Does it look like danger? Well, if it looks like danger, I have a choice. My choice is fourfold, and anyone who's taken any biology class or any animal behavior class can understand that there are only four things that a dog can do or that we can do when challenged by something, an opponent, or an obstacle. Those four things are fight. We can fight. We can flight. Flight is run. We can avoid. We can go the other way calmly. Or we can submit. Well, fight, flight, avoid, or submit. I didn't make this stuff up. This has been around for a couple hundred years. That's basic behavior. When confronted with a challenge, whether it's a human or a dog or a cat or a gigantic spider that you're screaming your head off at, you have four things you can do. You can fight, which, guess what? I'm out to walk. I'm not out to fight with a dog. You can run. You can flight. And if you run, the problem is if you run, what does your dog think you're doing? Uh-oh, you're an unstable leader because you're not protecting. And especially if you're scared and you start running and your dog is behind you, you're putting him in danger. You can avoid, which is really the best choice. Oh, look, the antelope went over that way. So the antelope is not over where the aggressive dog is barking. The antelope is down the block, but you're not going to run. You're going to smoothly make a nice wide corner because, oh, look, there's not only Fendi on sale, there's also Gucci on sale. I know my mother loves Gucci. I'm going to go to the Gucci bag, and I'm going to go buy one for her. Or the fourth thing you can do is submit. Submitting is also out of fear. If you are submitting or if you are fleeing, you're running from danger, how is your dog supposed to see you as a leader? Your dog is going to see you as a scared little ninny. Now, of course, you don't want to get hurt. And if there are 10 dogs coming at you, you know, you're kind of in trouble anyway. And I think at that point, whatever you've got with you, just, you know, pray on it and hope that you get out safely. But there are things that you can do in those moments when confronted with a challenge and when the dog or situation that is confronting you will also have the same choices. Kind of like in a chess game. We all have the same pieces. It's how you use them. So in a moment, we're going to return and we're going to talk about how to give your dog confidence. Read that as giving yourself confidence. When you're in a situation that makes you uncomfortable, as in introducing new dogs or having a runaway dog coming at you, or for that matter, not having enough money or a credit limit on your credit card when you're looking at that Fendi sale and you're dying to buy these things at 90% off. We will return very soon. Please hang in there for the love of dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, in the last segment, we were getting a little silly and fun because it's a really serious issue. And if we keep it nice and light, and if we keep ourselves focused on what we're really supposed to be doing when we're out there with our dogs, we won't have problems. Now, think about it. If I tell you, don't look at your dog, what's the first thing you're going to do? Of course, look at your dog, because I just told you not to do that. We learn that when we're little kids. Don't touch that. Of course, the child touches it. Don't look at the pink elephant. Don't think about something. Whatever it is that we're told not to do, we're going to do it. So instead of telling you, don't look at your dog, I'm going to tell you to look at ahead. Look at what you would normally be doing if you didn't have the dog with you. So imagine if you're out there walking, and as you're out there and you're out on your hunt, you're hunting. What's your job? Oh, I forgot. What was your job? It was to, oh yeah, the two P's, provide and protect. What's your job for your husband, your wife, your kids, your dog? To provide and to protect. Well, if you're providing for your dog by taking your dog out on the walk for a proper hunt, and you're hunting for things, and then all of a sudden you see another dog, well, what happened to the hunt? The antelope just got away. Your pack is hungry. You've got to go out and provide food for your pack. The job that you have while you're providing and while you're trying to hunt is to protect your pack against danger. So if danger pops up and suddenly some gargoyle-like monster comes in, you might want to try to provide protection for your pack. You're definitely going to want to stop. You're going to want to protect your pack. But short of that, a squirrel does not look like enough food for a pack. A runaway chihuahua, although could be a lot of danger, does not look like enough food for a pack. The cat that's walking down the street is not food. It's not enough to provide for your pack. You are looking for big game. And if you had Rhodesian Ridgebacks like I do, we are lion hunters. We don't only sit there and look for little house cats. We look for big cats. We look for lions. Now, if a Rhodesian Ridgeback were out hunting, do you think when it saw a lion, it would attack a lion on its own? A 400-pound lion versus a 100-pound Ridgeback? I don't think that's going to work. So they work in teams. They work in packs, a true pack. each member knowing what to do at that time. But there are not five or six dogs running out, each trying to go, hey, come over here, come over here. You go north, I'll go south. You go east and I'll go west, and I'll just kind of sit here, and there's got to be somebody to tell them what happened, because we wouldn't be together. They've got to have one leader. Now, if you are going to be doing the providing and protecting, then you've got to be that leader. So that's why it's so important for you to be leading. If you are leading, that means you are ahead. And if you are ahead and you are the leader, what would that make the rest of your pack? Let me think for a minute. The followers. So if you are hunting, and everybody's heard this before, think like Canadian geese. They've got the right idea. There's one Canadian goose at the point of an inverted triangle. For those of you in Loma Linda, California, an inverted triangle means an upside down triangle. Think about if you are the lead and you have a wingman or a wingbird, and your wingbird has a wingbird, and your wingbird's wingbird has a wingbird. And it's a gigantic triangle. So as you fly through the sky, oh no, a horrible hunter, bang, shoots the lead goose, and the lead goose plummets from the sky. So sad. Well, what happens though? Because now two lines are going to break up because there has to be a leader. So what happens? Well, either Canadian geese are extinct every single time some leader goose falls out of the sky, or someone else takes over. Well, if you are not in charge and you fall out of the sky for your dog, if he's a good dog, should take over. Gosh, I hope if something happens to me that my dog would take over and protect me if I couldn't protect myself. But that's not going to happen because I am a super leader. I am providing for my wonderful pack. I am protecting my wonderful pack. And my wonderful pack cannot know how much I pay for my mortgage, for my car insurance, or for my groceries. My wonderful pack can just follow along in la-la land and know that they are being taken care of. So when I am walking and I am providing for my pack and protecting my pack and walking through and there is danger, I should be the one to protect them. Now, does that mean that if 10 angry dogs are running after me, well, you know what? Like we said, all bets are off if you have that kind of thing happen. But that's not normally what happens. So let's say we are coming one way and the other pack is coming the other way. So we're coming, let's say we're coming from the north and the other pack is coming from the south. Well, are we going to meet nose to nose with our dogs out ahead? Isn't that what you all do anyway? You see how this is a problem? Because not only is your dog blocking, which is a dominant behavior, not only is he pulling to get there first, but you are actually telling him to do that. You are saying in doggy language, oh my gosh, I'm chicken. So you go out ahead and I'll be back here if you need me, buddy. And on top of that, the energy coming through your hand down the leash is probably one that's a bit fearful. Well, if you're fearful, how can you be a good leader? Good leaders are not afraid. They're not anxious. They're not angry. They're not frustrated. A good leader is very calm and very confident. And if your dog is ahead of you, that would mean you were the, what did we call that before? The follower. So when you meet a new dog, don't let your dog go out first. You should be out there first. Talk to the person with the dog. Maybe you might even like them. It's amazing to me, in years and years of doing this, 25,000 plus dogs, how few people talk to each other when they have a dog on the leash. Now, you would think, common sense, when you walk up to a person without a dog, you would say hello, maybe shake their hand, ask them where they lived, what do? Where do they go? Where do they work? Oh, do you have kids? How long have you been in the neighborhood? But put a dog in each person's hand, and the first thing they do is look down at the dog. They never talk to each other. They don't look at each other. They're looking at the dog. And remember what we said about who's in charge, who's in front. So you're telling your dog not only to be the leader, but you're focusing all your energy on your dog and on their dog. Uh-oh, look at his lip curl. Uh-oh, look at his hackles went up. And you're creating a lot of the problems that you have. Instead of creating those issues, walk up, put the dogs behind you, one behind each person, right, as you're walking towards each other. Talk to the person for a moment. And then one of you should turn your dog around, if the dogs don't do it on their own, and let the first dog smell the rear end of the second dog, and then turn the first dog around, and vice versa. If you do that and introduce the dogs properly, then go for a little walk with your new friend, not with your dog. Go for a walk with the human. Chit-chat, find out a little bit, just for a few minutes. You might even find a new buddy. But this is what you've got to do. Stop looking at your dog. So definitely don't miss, because we are going to be back with some more silliness and great hints on For the Love of Dog.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're going to make you feel even sillier than we did last segment, because you have to go out there and start meeting people. Get out a little bit. If you have a dog who has issues, or you think he has issues, he might not even have issues. You might just be misinterpreting things. Well, if you're that worried, get yourself a soft muzzle. Not for the dog, but for you. Or duct tape works really well. But stop talking to your dog and looking at your dog and staring at your dog and worrying about your dog. You're out there for a reason. Now, I want to talk about something that's really important when people do have a bad experience, because certainly there are dogs who do get aggressive and do bite another dog. Once you know that the dog is okay and their injuries are all right and the dog is just a little afraid, what you shouldn't do is go home. What you should do is have that same dog, if it's at all possible and that dog is not, you know, obviously Cujo, ready to kill you, have that dog or another dog who is okay at that point walk back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, maybe 10 times, 20 times, whatever it is. Don't go all the way up to the end of the block, but think about the house in an average town. Go up to one end of the house property, go back to the other end of the house property, and have the dog sit in the middle. And each time your dog walks past that dog, you can shush the other dog, or the owner can shush the dog. The reason we do that is what everybody does is they take their dog after an issue and they put their dog away, or they run away scared. And, oh my gosh, I'm never going to go by that house. I'm going to completely change the way I'm walking because I don't know what if that could happen again. Well, have you guys ever been in a fender bender? Most people have, right? Well, how did you get to work today? Did you drive? Did you walk? You got to work. You probably drove. Well, you know what I always say? Shh, happens. And sometimes it happens and you have to just deal with it. So when you have an incident with a dog, don't take your dog away unless, like I said, it's, you know, Cujo, who's a wild dog. If you do have an incident with a dog, try to find another dog who's calm and do the same thing. Walk your dog near that other dog so that your dog's last remembrance, last memory, last thing that's going to stick in his mind is the good experience, not the bad one. This is how a lot of people turn their dogs who had one bad incident into, oh my God, my dog is terrified of golden retrievers. My dog's afraid of German shepherds. My dog hates little white dogs. My dog hates men with beards. It's because the last thing that that dog saw or reacted to, you as the human allowed that to be the last impact in that dog's mind. If instead, when your dog growls at the man with the hat or gets jumped by the Maltese who is trying to kill your German shepherd, if instead of having that as the last experience, either take that dog, ask the owners, especially if your dog was the victim and he's okay. Obviously, if the dog is hurt, you want to take him immediately for medical care. But other than that, try to at least worry about the behavioral health of your dog. So what you would do is you would ask the person, hey, now that your dog kind of got my dog a little scared, maybe you can do me a little favor and help me. Would you just walk your dog back and forth, oh, about 10 times, just walk back and forth, until my dog sees that your dog isn't a threat and until your dog sees that I'm not a threat and maybe we can walk together. Then switch and have the dog who was attacked, have that dog walk back and forth, so that he sees that the other dog was not a threat. Now, it might take more than 4 or 5 times, but keep doing it. I don't care if it takes you 20 minutes to do it. It's worth it to not have a dog who is either dog aggressive or dog reactive. So many times people do this. My dog hates men with beards. Well, I live in the high country. Everybody has a beard. Well, what are you going to do? Teach your dog that it's okay to growl at a man with a beard? Unless it's Santa Claus coming in, you know, and if Santa's bringing me toys, I'm not going to growl at him. But seriously, if your dog is afraid of a man with a beard or afraid of a dog or afraid of a person walking the dog, don't take him away. Teach him like you would teach your child not to be afraid and how to behave properly. So if, for instance, the man with the beard is walking the aggressive dog and he looks like a mountain man and you're just happy that the incident is gone, then go keep walking your dog and find another man with a beard. Find somebody so that the last thing that that dog remembers is a positive experience. Some people who have ridden horses, or we've all heard of it even if we haven't ridden horses, we hear, well, you know what happens, Mabel, in case your horse, you know, if your horse bucks you off, you know, and you fall off, you get right back on that horse, Mabel. You know why you have to get back on the horse? Because otherwise you never will get back on that horse. And if your dog has a bad experience, you will make that experience grow in your mind until it becomes so huge that you now are afraid of what will happen versus the dog being afraid of what will happen. That's what happens, unfortunately. People tend to have a change in their energy. And your energy affects your dog's behavior. So if you change your energy because you are nervous, anxious, fearful, whatever, your dog not only sees you as an unstable leader, but now your energy starts affecting your dog, even though the incident didn't happen. And you become what I call a 4 a.m.er. What is a 4 a.m.er? Like 4 a.m., 4 in the morning, or when people say 4 a.m. in the morning, which is kind of a ridiculous concept because 4 a.m. is in the morning. Those are the people who have dog aggressive or people aggressive dogs. And the dogs might not even be aggressive, but people perceive the dog to be aggressive or are concerned that the dog might be aggressive. So what do people do? Well, what people will do is they will get up at 4 in the morning, even in the winter, and they will take their dogs out before anyone else takes their dogs out. And you become a 4 a.m.er. So you take your dog out when nobody else could possibly be around. So you avoid the situation. Now, does that make sense? Should you be walking at 4 a.m. or should you be walking at 8 a.m. when you really want to go out with your dog? Well, if you become a 4 a.m.er, start getting up an hour or two later, go out at 6 a.m. when there are dogs. But just remember, when you get back to your house, you got to get ready for work. Walk with purpose. Don't just walk like you're, uh-oh, what if? What if there's a dog? What if there's a man with a beard? What if there's something scary? What if there's a squirrel? My dog chases him. If you keep worrying, what if? You would never have gotten back into the car after the fender bender. Life happens. Shh, happens. It just does. So if you, instead of being fearful or worried about what could happen, just go to the Fendi bag sale or the blue golf ball sale. Go where you've got to go. Live your life and let your dog fit into your life instead of you changing your life around your dog's behavior. Remember, it's your life. It's your life. Your dog will fit into it. Please stay tuned in a moment for the last segment because we've got great stuff coming up again on the next segment of For the Love of Dog.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 national nutrition awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to our last segment today on For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we've been getting real silly on this show. And, you know, the reason we try to do this is we at United Canine Professionals try to make people more lighthearted and less worried about their dogs. Unfortunately, because your energy affects your dog's behavior and your dog's energy affects your behavior, a lot of times we create problems. It's kind of like the overprotective mother who's always worried about what could happen. Well, obviously, we want to make sure that if something could happen, that we would be able to protect and also take care of providing. But unfortunately, what tends to happen is we create the problems because we're concerned about something or worried about it or preoccupied about the what if it happened, what could happen. Instead of that, live your life, start getting out there, meet people who have dogs, but go for a walk with people who have dogs. Don't go for a walk with dogs who are attached to their humans. Go with people who are friends. Go with people you might meet outside the dog park. And oh, by the way, dog parks are not always a great place for you to go if you are worried about what if. Because unfortunately, dog parks have a lot of excitement. Dog parks have a lot of energy. And very often, unfortunately, dog parks have a lot of dogs who are dominant and fearful. So if people have a fearful dog or a dominant dog, and you take your dog and you're out there and your dog is the best dog in the world, and you have a dog who comes up to your dog and tries to hump your dog, if you allowed another dog to do a dominant behavior to your dog, then you were not being a very good pack leader. Well, you want to be a good pack leader by providing and protecting. So if a dog comes up and is going to harm your dog or be dominant to your dog, you would have to correct that dog. And when you're out with other people's dogs, it's like correcting people's kids. People are not really fond of other people correcting their kids, even though they should be correcting their own children. We all know what really happens. They get pissed off at us. They get angry at us. They get really frustrated. Oh, what are you talking to my dog for? Don't correct my dog. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. Your dog is being dominant, and I need to teach my dog not to be like your dog. Well, I've had that yelled at me a few times. What do you mean? Well, how about if you're walking past the house with your non-dog aggressive dog because you've been listening to For the Love of Dog, and you also have called maybe UnitedCanineProfessionals.com or the 855-4-Canine-Pros. And you are walking back and forth and there are dogs behind a fence. That's another thing that works with introducing dogs. Remember, you don't have to nose a dog up to another dog for him to smell. He can introduce in a lot of different ways. He can be introduced because there was an area like near a fire hydrant where other dogs have been. That dog is still being introduced to new dogs. You don't have to always introduce a dog to another dog hands-on or nose-to-nose or nose-to-rear-end. You can also introduce a dog to other smells in other areas where dogs have been. But one of the most important things to do if you are walking your dog is to go and walk with a purpose. Walk like you are going somewhere. Don't walk like you're wondering where your dog is going to drag you today. Well, we've talked a lot about what to do when we're introducing dogs. One of the most important things for a little recap here is to go with purpose. Walk like you're going to a sale. Walk like you're in the mall at Christmas time. All you want to do is buy stuff. You wouldn't be looking at your dog and asking your dog what he would like for Christmas. You would be walking and your dog would be following you. So it's really not about your dog. It's really about you. It's really about changing your energy to not affect your dog's behavior. It's about changing your energy so that your dog sees you as the leader. Go out with purpose. Go out and do what you need to do. Please stop staring at your dog. If you want to look at your dog, all you've got to do is take a good picture. Everybody's got camera phones now, iPhones, smartphones, droids. Take a great picture of your dog, put it up there right on your cell phone, and as you're out there and you're walking around, take your dog and put your dog on your picture and put it on your screen with the jumping goldens. And all you've got to do is enjoy yourself. Look at your dog all you want when he's on your phone. But when you're looking down, especially, I always say this, but people get it. Remember Lois Lane in Superman. Remember Lois Lane plummeting from the building, screaming, "Oh my gosh, I'm falling from the building. Superman, help me." And what happens as she's plummeting? Superman, the great, late, great Christopher Reeve, comes in and he scoops her up, flies in under her and scoops her up perfectly and says, "Don't worry, Lois, I've got you." And she looks down quizzically and says, "You've got me. Who's got you?" Think about that. It may sound silly, but think about that. If you are staring at your dog, if you are focused on your dog, if you are waiting to see what your dog is going to do in a situation, or if you are waiting for him to do something in a situation, you are not the leader. Who's got you? If you are watching your dog, who is protecting and providing? It is not you. Think about in school, or think about in a lecture, or think about right now. If you are focused on someone or something, that person or thing becomes the leader. It just does. If you are listening right now, like the future Dr. Jody Joseph, and like many wonderful people in United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids, which is merlinskids.org, you are focused on the teacher, on the leader. And it's really important to understand that as the leader, you have to focus on providing and protecting. So, how do you get involved if you want to learn more? How do you get involved if you have a dog with behavioral issues? Well, you go on United Canine Professionals. That's a letter K, number 9, UnitedK9Professionals.com. You call 855-4-K9-PROS. And if you want to get involved in helping us to save the world two lives at a time, a child and a dog, we're looking for great people interested in getting involved in Merlin's Kids, Merlin like the magician, merlinskids.org. And you can help us, and you can help Wyatt on Wyatt's List, which we will be bringing out very soon, Wyatt's new directory of pet professionals. Call 855-HI-WYATT. Hi, Wyatt. All you've got to do, 855-HI-WYATT. And if you have questions, comments, you want to get in touch with me, the host, or you want to get in touch with Wyatt, who's the famous dog, all you've got to do is email us a question at janice@unitedk9professionals.com, and we will put your question on the air. You will be able to even interview. We'll have you on as a guest. We love all of you, and we love dogs, and please, do right by your dog. Be his leader. Give him what he needs so that he doesn't have to do that job anymore. And please tune in next week, same time, for the love of dog.